The Wally Show podcast is our daily radio show heard live through the WayFM app each morning and hosted by Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. For more fun, be sure to connect with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money. It's not news. Think of it more as news-ish. It's The Wally Show.
A piece of artwork is getting some major attention after it was vandalized in the art museum by a madman who went on a bubble popping tirade.
Okay, so it's not the Mona Lisa.
No.
Like real art.
No. You may be thinking, wait, did she say bubbles? Yes, I did, and it's a big deal. The art piece that was vandalized, it's called Delta Trim. And while it's made from reflective tape, zip ties, and Velcro, it also has a significant amount of bubble wrap involved as well.
That's a craft project. That's not art. Like that literally is like what your child makes at camp.
Yeah, I would agree. And I've seen pictures of it. It's a little iffy. But cops say the art vandalizer was seen on surveillance recording himself popping the bubbles. And he has caused $6,000 worth in damages.
All right, you've seen it. Does it look like a $6,000 piece?
No.
Yeah.
No. It looks like something that was made out of a dumpster that you like found all the ingredients for.
Modern artists are genius, okay? Not for their art ability, but for their ability to convince people that it's art and pay them for it.
Right.
Like, that's just insane. $6,000 for bubble wrap?
Right.
Asinine. And so, like, here's what I'm thinking, though. I could not, if I was a judge, I could not charge this guy with vandalism. Because when have any of us ever seen bubble wrap and not popped them? Like, you can't not do that.
The artist was asking for it. So really, I would say the vandalizer is the victim.
Absolutely. That's on him, man. I think this guy did us all a favor, to be honest with you. FM, this is The Wally Show, and we're going to do a little boo yay your weekend. We're going to have a little fun where you tell us a story. We'll give you a boo or a yay. We'll go around the room, and if you get more yays than boos, you would win a prize. And sometimes we boo out of jealousy. Sometimes we're booing for you because it was not good. and so we'll do a little round in the room here. I went out of town this last weekend, and one of the things we do when we go out of town is with my friends is we will go to, like, the antique stores.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, and you like that, Rock, too.
I love that. Yes.
I do, too. For me, it's a little different than you because I see stuff I remember. Like, I'm like, this is not good. I hate being in an antique store. I'm like,
you could belong in an antique store.
Yeah. I'm like, I had that. No. So we were at this one antique store, and they had this whole section, and my buddy Greg was like, oh, this is cool. Wally, get over here. You'll love this. It's like all rock stuff. Mm-hmm. And so there's all these albums and posters and things like that from back in the day. And he's a huge Clash fan. So he found a Clash poster and a Clash sticker, and he got it. And then I looked in to this one little wicker basket, and then it was like a light shone down upon it. Like a heavenly angel. As I saw a patch that you would iron onto a jacket for the band Striper! Yeah, the yellow and black patch, like Striper, just right there. And I'm like, it will look good on any jacket, obviously.
Will it?
Yeah. And and so I'm like, oh, my goodness. And I run through the store, and I find my wife because she's already moved on. I'm like, honey, look. I couldn't breathe by the time I got there. And not from the running, just the excitement. I'm like, Striper, my jacket. And, like, I'm not making sentences. And she just looks at me and goes, no.
What?
Yeah, she knowed my Striper patch.
Ooh.
And so then I'm like, I'm a man. I got money. I can buy it myself. And I flip it over.
Wow.
And it was $15.
Whoa.
That's a bit much.
That's what I said, too. And I'm like, I love you guys.
What?
But I can't. I didn't
They're
buy it.
They're not $15 worth to you?
I know. I feel so bad. I did not buy the Striper patch.
You might regret that purchase.
I know. So I did not buy it. And then I also thought of the maligning I would get from you.
Oh. Yeah.
So I did.
That's putting it lightly.
So I did not buy the Striper patch bouillet.
Okay. I'm going to say yay, of course, because once again, Marty has saved us. us from a debacle that you thought was a good idea. It turns out it's a terrible
idea.
I know.
It would have looked great on the jacket I'm wearing now, actually. I'm really regretting this. Hmm. It's only a 2-hour drive back. I'm going to have to call them and see if they'll hold it for me. All right. So that's how we play 855-33-WAY-FM. That's how you can always be part of the show. Doing a little booyah your weekend right now. Give us your story. We'll give you a boo or yay. You can win a prize. 855-33-WAY-FM. And enjoy this for just a second. Aaron, what do you got?
Okay, so I just started a brand new job, and Monday through Friday. So this weekend, I did dishes and laundry and went to the grocery store so that my teenagers and my husband won't starve this week.
Boy, it's really tough here because I want to, you know, yay you for getting a new job, but then I want to boo for you for having to do all this stuff just to do your job, you know, to take care of your family. That's tough.
Yeah.
I'm in that same position because it's I feel like if I'm yaying, then it says, well, all the household chores should land on Aaron. Well, that's not the truth. Where were they
you're right.
in the process?
I see it differently now after you said that. So, yay. Yes.
No.
She should be doing all that.
Did I say boo?
Gavin, you're the deciding vote.
I'm actually yaying for the teenagers because I'm yaying the days when I didn't have to do my own chores. I miss those days.
You know what? Doesn't matter how you got there, Aaron, but we got there and you get a yay.
Woohoo!
That means you're winning a prize here on The Wally Show. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
What do you got?
This weekend, I went to 2 birthday parties.
Okay.
One of them was my cousin's 9th birthday, and we went swimming and we had cake. And the other one, I went to my friend Kaya's birthday party, and there was a bouncy house. I climbed trees, and there was a water slide.
Okay, wow, that's just amazing. And so on the surface, you would think I'm going to boo this instantly just on the bouncy house alone, but Layla, how old are you?
9.
Okay, 9. I remember at 9 years old not getting invited to any parties, and you went to 2 parties, so boo. Boo, boo, boo. And I'm sorry, this is more a me problem than a you problem, but I have to stand on my boo with this one. Betty Rock?
I have to give you a yay. Layla, that's so awesome, because how great it is to just have so many friends. That's so great to spend your weekend
now
with
them. Now you're rubbing it in, Rock.
No, I think it's fantastic. Way to go, Layla.
Gavin?
You get like 2 yays from me. One yay for one birthday party, one yay for the other.
I hate
sorry
you both.
Sorry you didn't
get
a party.
All right, well, that's enough, Layla. You got 2 yays and 1 boo from a cranky old man. And so that's enough for you to win a prize today.
Yay!
Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and when you're trying to name your baby, I mean, you look for inspiration anywhere. There are baby books, you look at, like, family names and things like that, but there are more and more kids, believe it or not, being named after herbs and spices.
Huh. This is unfortunate.
Yeah.
Are we a culture now that looks to food as our inspiration?
We've run out of good names, apparently. Like, okay, so here's some examples of what I'm talking about. Sage. Not a bad name.
That's not bad.
Yeah,
like
that's not
that.
Bad.
My friend's cat's name is Sage, but that to me screams girl name,
mm-hmm.
But apparently there were like 600 boys named this last
Sage?
Year.
Ooh.
Sage, yeah.
Huh.
That'll be interesting.
This one's worse, though. Juniper.
I like that.
1,500 girls named Juniper.
Yeah. I don't hate it.
22 boys named Juniper.
No.
Could you call them Junie?
That's rough,
Does Junie work? I think Junie could work.
For a girl.
No, there was a boy character in a
Spy
movie.
Spy Kids.
Do you remember
Junie?
That?
Yeah.
Yes.
There you go.
Gavin for the win on Spy Kids.
I remember that.
Okay, that was a little weird.
Nicely done. I couldn't place it, and there's Gavin. Jasmine. Okay, that's a spice.
That's a great
for
one.
Girls.
That's not bad.
Basil. That's getting a little weird.
Oh, that's kind of cute.
That belongs on pizza.
Yeah. Poppy. That's an old school name
cute.
Coming back. Yeah, no boys named that. So I started looking to see if there are other names that could work outside of Ginger and Cinnamon. Because you don't want to do that.
You don't want that.
No. This was kind of interesting. Adobo was one.
Adobo?
Adobo.
Adobo.
Yeah. Anato.
I like that one.
Caraway. How about that? Caraway.
No.
That's a great
one. Caraway's awesome, man.
No.
Really?
For a guy?
Yeah.
Caraway?
I could see that going either way, actually.
No,
Caraway
like
Smith.
Sounds like Carryaway.
Caraway Jones.
Carry on my way.
Yeah, I think that works. Or what about this one? Maybe you know, a chai, because that's really popular now. Like chai tea. Yeah, chai.
No!
But you pronounce it kai, just to make it tough on everybody.
I kind of like that.
Yeah, thank you for the
CH. No, terrible.
Gavin, you are honor bound to name one of your kids this now.
Oh, no. So why did I say that?
Yeah, go with Junie. Way of M, it's the Wally Show. Who's this?
This is Ethan. I was just calling because I didn't hear the whole thing where, like, kids' names after spices and...
Oh, yeah, that's a trend from 2019, actually, that a bunch of kids now are being named after various different spices in your spice rack.
I was just calling because there's actually four kids at our church, and they're named... They have two girls and two boys, and the two girls are sage and parsley, and the two boys are pepper and... now I can't remember it, but they're all four named after spices.
Tarragon?
Might be something like that.
Cumin?
I thought that's funny that y'all were talking about kids named after spices, and there's a family, and all four of their kids are named after that at our church.
Pepper for a boy seems interesting. Like, I've heard a girl named Pepper before.
Yeah, but his sister, Parsley, she's like one of the cutest little girls, and her name fits. So.
Parsley sounds like she should have been in the Spice Girls, honestly. Parsley Spice.
That sounds about right.
I don't know about you, but I don't know if I could get through the day without my computer. I mean, it's where we do everything, work, home stuff, social media, but my friend had their identity stolen online recently, and so that's pretty messed up.
That's why cybersecurity is so important. Colorado Christian is excited to announce that they now offer new bachelor's degree programs for information systems management and computer information technology with emphasis in cybersecurity.
And right now, undergraduate students can lock in their tuition rate for up to 6 years.
Colorado Christian University, where you can cultivate your mind without compromising your heart.
Find out more about all of the new bachelor's and undergraduate degrees now being offered at CCU by going to ccu.edu.
Making heads or tails of the headlines.
You know me to be a very smart man. Don't you think if I were wrong, I'd know it?
Here's Wally.
You hate it when your city makes national news for, like, bad things happening. You're like, hey, great, we made it. Oh, nuts, you know? And,
yeah.
And that was the case. Like, record rain, sadly, were to blame for, like, four people's deaths in Nashville as the storms battered the South. And places like Birmingham, Alabama, and Noonan, Georgia are still digging out after the tornadoes. It was bad this weekend.
Yeah, and it's been a bad week, a bad couple of weeks, because I feel like this is, like, our second or third round of storms, and they've all been... really rough.
I was out of town, but I was still in Tennessee, and we got hammered. And I was out mountain biking and got hammered while I was out on the trail, and had to do like 14 miles in that nonsense.
Ooh.
It was so bad. But I had people texting me and stuff. Hey, is your house okay? Is your house okay? And at some point in time, I'm like, I don't know.
My ring
doorbell is still above water, so I'm pretty happy about
word.
That. I can see the front of my house, but I have a creek in the back, so I had no idea.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of people reporting, like, if they have, like, a little trickle of water or creek or whatever near their house, it's like a huge floodgate now.
That's what happened. In fact, actually, there were several flood warnings, and swift water rescue crews pulled 130 people from their cars.
Oh, man.
How does that happen?
It's because you think it's a small little thing, and you get into it, and you realize, oh, my goodness, water is very fast-moving. That's why they call it swift water rescue. And it's very destructive, and it's very deceptive. Although, and as I think about it, like, don't you think that in Nashville, Swift Water Rescue Crews should be called Taylor Swift Water Rescue Crews? But think about it. They could, like, use some of her songs to help out. You need to calm down. Calm down. We're going to be there. I know. Calm down, ma'am. Yeah, see? I think that would actually be kind of dope. They show up in a boat, and they start bumping this.
I'm in.
No,
I'm saved.
Yeah. I'm going to feel a lot better about them rescuing me, you know, at that point. So I'm going to put that in the city subjection
box.
You
should.
See how that shakes out. Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And Demi Lovato, a childhood star, went on to be like a pop singer and has struggled in her life with various addictions and a lot of unhealthy things. And she has a YouTube docu-series where she opens up about like her mental health and how her overdoses should have killed her. But she is here. And Rock, you had seen a couple of these, right?
I did. And it was very disturbing. It just goes to show how important mental health is, because that's a big factor in her story.
She did say that she realizes that she's lucky to be alive. Now, from what I had seen, like, I didn't see her attribute anything to God, but I have to believe that God is always working, and not just in someone's life who is a believer. Like, I believe mm-hmm. he's constantly working in everybody's lives, and you know, he doesn't just give believers second chances. And so here's what I thought about this. I was thinking, man, but God kind of thing is the concept behind this. Like, we have so many things in our lives that maybe it's like, man, I shouldn't be here at all, but God. Mm-hmm. You know, I shouldn't be in the place where I'm at, but God. And I my life is kind of like that. I had addictions and stuff, but I also, like, you know, just where I'm at today, I shouldn't be in this place and in this position, but God intervened in my life, mm-hmm. you know, and put me on this much healthier path. And so that's what I want to talk about with you. It could be that life and death thing, or just, you know, recovery from different things. But, you know, you are here where you're at now, and you wouldn't have been there but God.
And there's some situations where it's like you can only say that that was God.
Absolutely.
And so we would love to hear your but God story.
855-33-WAY-FM. Keep that number in your phone. Put it in your favorites even, because that way you can get right through quickly when we're talking about something that lands with you. And so we'd love to hear your but God story right now. What's your story with that, Timothy?
I was abused as a minor. I wound up doing drugs for a short time, and I had miraculously basically got clean. I had a needle full of heroin and crushed pain pills in vain, and I snapped out of it. Like, what am I doing?
So you did not follow through with that injection that could have ended up stopping your heart?
Yeah, it was a suicide.
How long have you been clean?
Over 10 years.
Wow, that's impressive. I think that gives hope to somebody who maybe is on day one of their mm-hmm. sobriety, you know, where then they think, I don't know how I'm going to get through the next 10 minutes. You saying, look, I was at that point, and I now have 10 years in the rear view on this, and I wouldn't be here but for God, is pretty powerful.
Yeah.
So how would you answer that, Tara?
I had COVID last June, and I was in the hospital. I wasn't on a ventilator, but I was in the hospital with a severe double pneumonia. And they told me by day 11 that I was going to pass away, and I didn't.
How do they break that to you? Like, that seems like horrible bedside manner and very demotivating.
Yeah, it gave me so much anxiety. I just started crying.
So what happened? Did you live?
No, I'm not. Yeah, yeah, I did. It was brutal. I just got my energy back. I'm going back to work today for the first time. I'm excited.
How did your faith play into that when you were at your rock bottom?
Believe it or not, when I was in my room all sickly, I was on Zoom Bible studies with my friends, and I had them all praying, and I was in two different Bible study groups, and it just helped me get through it even more.
Well, I'm so happy that your story went that direction, and I would have to believe that something like this only strengthens your faith in God.
Absolutely, 100%.
And now for some good news.
FM, this is The Wally Show, and there's a lot of heavy, kind of sad, or makes you a little angry news sometimes. So we do good news giddy up, give you a little break from that. A couple rapid fire good news stories coming at you. Gavin, good news giddy up, go.
There was an employee at a Goodwill in Oklahoma that found $42,000 in cash.
What?
Hidden in an old sweater somebody had donated by mistake, which, what are you doing?
Who keeps $42,000 in a sweater?
And he doesn't realize it.
Yeah,
like, they donated it.
Which sweater is my $42,000 in? I can't remember. Was it the houndstooth one? Was it the polka dot one? I don't know. Like, that's crazy. And I respect the honesty, because if you're working at a Goodwill, you're not making $42,000 a year.
Oh, no.
So like, there's like 2 years' salary probably.
Yeah.
And the fact that they were honest and turned it in is pretty great.
Yeah, they turned it back into this person that made sure they found it. and then got it back to that person. And as a bonus for being so nice, that person said, hey, keep $1,000 for
nice.
Being so good.
Nice. There you go.
Good stuff.
Good all the way around. I really do believe in paying it backwards. If someone does something like that for you to, like, you know, give you your money back, pay it backwards and, like, give them a little, you know, finder's fee, a little reward
Absolutely.
Fee. I think that's a good thing. So there you go. That's going to do it for your good news. Giddy up. Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And I don't know if you've ever been in one of those places where you're like, man, the only thing I can do is pray about this. That's exactly where I was this weekend. Because I'm a control freak. I like to, if I can do something, I'm going to do something about the situation. And my brother, who recently got out of prison, it has been so much harder for him, you know, like getting work, or like we had a situation with like parole people that was so far beyond our control, and like asking him to do things that he and the family is trying to solve, and they gave him this really short deadline to solve it, and we're like, we can't solve this. Like I'm working on it. I got friends working on it. And it was really frustrating, and I'm just praying. I've spent so much of my time lately in my weekend just going, God, I don't know any, you know, way out of this, you know? And it's funny, too, because I was sitting there with my friend. We call him Agnostic Greg. And so I was sitting there, and things started to move, and we started making some headway. And Greg was like, well, what if we did this? I got a buddy that can help out here. And we're like, no way. And so I'm calling, and I'm about crying on the phone trying to get this worked out. And it was just crazy how all the pieces were falling into place to try to settle this. And I looked at Greg, and I go, who would ever thought that Agnostic Greg was part of an answer to prayer? You know? And he was like, nice, I did this, you know? But it was just interesting to see God working through the whole situation, you know, with Agnostic Greg. And then the thing I had been praying for that was the linchpin in this was for this parole officer. I'm like, God, you got to like soften this lady's heart just to buy time so that we can solve it. Because we're not fighting. We want to comply. But what they're asking was just not possible, you know. And so I'm praying through this. My brother's hit me up all weekend long, and I was just frustrated. I was just mad, and then I'm trying to see God in it and not be frustrated or mad at him. And then it was crazy to see it just turn on a dime, and it was this lady's heart. And she's like, look, I can buy you more time. And it was like this relief valve that we all got to breathe so that we can solve the problem together. But it started with, I think, I believe God moving in somebody's heart to do something they didn't have to do to enable some good things to happen. Now, I will say this in full disclosure. Why God has to be a magician and like wait till the last minute and then ta-da! Like, I'll never know that.
To keep you humble.
I guess so. Yeah, because like all my stuff wasn't solving the problem. And so maybe it's to remind me that God is bigger than even my best efforts, and he does have the things that we don't think he has.
Are you ready?
I'm waiting anxiously for what happens next.
Here's what's going on.
What's going on?
All right, Gavin, what you got, good sir?
When you think of a wedding and the wedding planning process, you usually think of a woman taking charge of, like, the ideas. And for the most part, I think we can all agree that it's usolutely, like, kind of, quote-unquote, her day.
Oh, absolutely. Well, it's not, quote-unquote, her day.
It is definitely her day.
Yeah, it's so cute that you thought that, but no.
This wasn't the case, though, for a 27-year-old man who took to Reddit to talk about the issues that he was having with his fiancé, who won't let him do a Star Wars-themed wedding.
Come on, let it be his day, too.
No, he is 27, for obvious reasons. Your wedding should not be Star Wars-themed.
I'm 25, and I would love a Star Wars-themed
wedding. Look, if your sheets are Star Wars Wars theme, your wedding should be allowed to be Star Wars theme.
Yeah, he wants to hire stormtroopers to do some dancing. He wants his groomsmen to wear Jedi robes and Star Wars music for the first dance. She is absolutely not on board, and most people on Reddit are saying that they agree with her.
No.
And he's saying that it's his day, too, and he should get to plan at least half of the day.
Look, I know, like, Rock, I think you're just being funny, like and just trying to be funny. You're right. Because everybody knows that every little boy dreams of his wedding day from the time he's 10.
I think there should be a compromise. I will give him that.
Okay.
Star Wars can be incorporated, but not as so obviously.
No. Okay.
Like, maybe do white flowers for the Jedi Knights or whatever they're called.
Okay.
And maybe do green leaves for that little booger that talks, oh whatever his name is.
Yoda?
Yes.
Yoda.
Yeah, okay.
You know, like, give him that.
White leaves and green leaves.
It's kind of an homage more than a real cool thing. Yeah. But okay, all right.
What was actually really cool was that in my wedding, my wife is a Star Wars nerd, and she actually walked down the aisle to the Imperial March.
No, she did not. Yeah. Instead of like the pomp, instead of the regular.
She's awesome.
Good on her.
She's the one who's nerding out.
Well, it is. It's marriage, but like good on her, like for doing that. I respect her game. That's amazing. But see, you guys are on the same page, and it sounds like this couple is not.
Not even close.
They are going to have to get on the same page, and I guarantee you, as soon as they get married, she's going to be like, guess what? Your Star Wars collection room is now going to be the baby room.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that poor guy. He's hosed. Way FM, this is the Wally Show. And from time to time, it's not a bad thing to get a little help, maybe a little group therapy. You know, you walk through something with other people. And we have our own version of group therapy here on the radio. It's based on the groups that you hear playing songs. And so what we do is we pick one song and we say, hey, what does this song mean to you? Because sometimes you've heard a song 100 times and then your life circumstances or the context of your life changes. And all of a sudden, that song rings true with you or means something so much different than you would ever, like you hear it in a completely different way. And so this is what we call group therapy. And Betty Rock, what is the song that we have for group therapy today?
So the one that we're going to focus on is a one called Faithful God by the band I Am They.
I love this song.
So a part of this song says, I am persuaded beyond all hope. You won't let go of me. I stake my claim on every word you say. You will not be late. I know that there's a lot of us out there that are probably waiting for God to step up, you know, waiting for him to answer that prayer that we've been praying maybe for a day, a month, a year. And you're hoping that he'll be faithful. And this song is reminding us that, yes, he's always faithful.
It's interesting you say he will not be late. It's sometimes his last second. Like, right. It's like swooping in there, like superhero style or whatever. But like, yeah, when you realize his timing is perfect, even when it doesn't look like it, because I've experienced that just over the weekend with my own life and something with my brother. It's good to have these songs as reminders that God is good in the bad and his timing is perfect, you know. And so that's what we're going to do right now. So it's group therapy. How has this song meant something to you? What's the circumstances that you hear this song, you go, this is my song right now. This is my go-to get-through song. That's what we call group therapy. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's how you can always be part of the show. 855-33-WAY-FM. So what's that for you, Randy?
I think as people, we tend to stress just because of life and stuff like that, but I stress out about finances from time to time, and I used to do it way more, but he's always a faithful God. He always comes through, even when the money doesn't seem like it's going to be there, it's there, and he provides. He's a faithful God. He's always there.
Yeah, it's really difficult because he doesn't always provide in the way that we want him to or think that he should. Like, I tell him how to do stuff all the time, and he very rarely listens, honestly, to that, to my plans. But his plans do work out, and I've seen it in my own life, you know, repeated time and time again. And they're always better, but boy, howdy, when you're waiting on him, though, it's easy to lose faith. And that's why I love songs like Faithful God that are just good, solid reminders that God is faithful and true, even when we don't necessarily feel that.
Absolutely.
So what's yours?
Well, mine is I spent 8 years in prison because of drug addiction, and I've been out for 3 years. I'm still plagued by nightmares by the things I've seen while on drugs and in prison. And, you know, today because of Jesus Christ, I own my own business. He's basically restored my life, but I'm still haunted by my past. You know what I mean? And this song always reminds me that God just makes ways when it seems impossible, you know what I mean? It's like every day you get to start over with God.
Lester, I really personally appreciate you sharing this story because my brother just got out of prison and it's literally been like a week and there's so many hurdles he still has to overcome that have been really challenging and really difficult. So I appreciate kind of the hope today.
Listen, let me give you a word of advice. It's going to take him a little time, you know what I mean? Because I've been listening to you talk about your brother being in prison. But so it sounds like he's been in his word and reading his word, but in my testimony, I've seen that God wants to see that he's going to stay that course. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I totally get that. Because, like, in prison, like, a lot of people cling to faith because it's what gets them through one of the most horrific times of their lives. But can you consistently carry that out into real life when you have more control? And thankfully, I've seen him be a faithful man of God in prison and now out of prison as well. And so that gives me hope. So thank you, Lester, man. I appreciate you, brother.
God bless you, man. I listen to you all the time.
Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and my wife hit me with something the other day that I'm like, oh, I need to Google this. And if you don't know what Googling is, it's like Googling, but with real people. Because I know you can Google things, but who trusts the internet, really, when you get down
right?
to it? Right. I trust people that have life experience and have gone through something. And so my wife looked at me, and she goes, you know how we have blood types as people? Like, I'm A positive. Do you know your blood type, Lady Rock?
I don't.
It's something
negative, I'm sure. Wasn't that funny?
That was good.
Gavin, you know your blood type?
No clue.
Yeah, I guess as you get older, you get more aware of that.
You have to know it more.
My blood type, I'm not lying, is on my shoe, my mountain bike shoe.
What? No, it is not.
I swear
That's
to you.
That's so great.
My wife, like, your helmet comes with a thing
That's
where
smart,
you write
though.
It in the back of your helmet, and my shoe, my wife got a tag that goes on my shoe like an old man.
Oh, my word. This
your
is
blood
what
type.
Moms do for their kids when they go to summer camp.
Yeah. All my underwear from mountain biking.
Yeah.
Has my name in it. No.
Wow.
It's mind-blowing.
That is mind-blowing.
We've lost our train of thought here, though. Let's get back on track.
I don't know if we can.
We're going to have to. So anyway, aside from that, she goes, do animals have different blood types? And I went, huh. That's a great Ugalit question. I have no idea.
Yeah, could, like, horse blood go into a cat?
Right. Like, do they have, or is there, like, O positive horse blood and then A positive horse blood?
Or
O negative.
Or can one cat help another cat if it's negative versus positive?
So this
like
is
a battery.
It. This is your training kicking in right now. Those thousands and probably $100,000 you spent on vet school.
Right.
And right now you can show off. And but don't charge me. Vets are
Please.
Expensive. Oh, my goodness. But God bless you for having great education. So I want to Google this right now. If you have any experience with this, 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. Do animals have different blood types like humans? There's your Google it. And please wow me now. WAY-FM, this is The Wally Show. Megan, welcome to Google it. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Fantastic. Okay, now this is where we could Google things and find out information, but I don't trust the internet. I trust people like you, Megan. I want to know from real people with real experience the answer to this question my wife asked me. Do animals have different blood types like people do?
They do.
Okay, now how do you know this?
I am a certified veterinary technician.
Okay.
And so in school we learned species have different types of blood. Like their blood cells are different sizes, so interspecies you can't give a horse dog blood or things like that.
Okay, I got that.
But dogs and other animals do have different types of blood as well.
Really? Okay, so it's kind of like people in that instance inside of the species. Like, I guess you can't give dogs people blood.
Correct.
So, Megan, here's the next big question. Why do vets cost so much when we take our animals in to see them? Because $1,000 vet bill for a cat I paid $29.99 for seems a little excessive to me.
I'm like, have you seen their school bills?
That's it. That's what I'm saying. I've heard that vets and vet techs like have to know so many different systems that it's actually as tough as being a doctor. Now, sure, a vet told me that, so I'm not sure if I believe it, but...
Right.
2020 showed us that the rules for work really don't apply anymore. Hey, it's Wally, and I always thought when I needed to do serious business with someone like getting a mortgage, I needed to go to a big office with leather chairs, be offered a cold beverage that I didn't think I was paying for, but in the end, all of that overhead, even the soda, was costing me money. I thought that's how you did it. Today, the office is anywhere you are, and what I want more than an expensive chair is for the person I'm calling to know me and have my best interest at heart. That's what I love about United Faith Mortgage. You're not a number to them, and they will take as great care of you as they have of me. United Faith Mortgage is also faith-based and family-owned and doesn't waste money on the things that would ultimately end up costing the customer money. So if you want a fancy leather chair, don't help someone else buy theirs. Buy your own with all the money you save from getting a great rate on your mortgage or refinance from United Faith Mortgage. United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Fifth Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
If you're a male and finding out that you're losing hair quickly off the top of your head.
Yeah.
And here are some ways that you can deal with
quiet
it.
Quiet and awkward real quick. And she just looks around the room, like just asking for a friend.
You don't need to worry about this.
I don't.
Because
you don't have to worry about this.
Well, you don't have to worry about it.
Wow, she just looked at Gavin and was like, bless his heart.
You both don't have to worry about it because bald is in.
Oh, nice. Yes. Boy, the insecurity in this room is palpable right now.
A list was put together of the best looking bald men.
Oh.
And here are some of them that made the list.
I hope Bruce Willis made this list. He's a good looking bald
Iconic,
man.
Iconic, yeah.
He didn't make the top three.
What?
Oh, okay. Top
Jason
three.
Statham made
the list. Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. A little too energetic on my part,
that's cool,
admittedly.
That's cool.
But like, because I'm like looking into my future going, okay, if I have to shave my head one day, I've got to compensate. So I've got to get into shape because you got to be tough like Jason Statham. I'm probably going to get a sleeve of tattoos or something just to make myself look rougher. Huh. But Jason Statham, that's a good choice.
Yeah. Number two was Mike Tyson.
Oh, wow. Yeah, and then get a face tattoo. That checks out.
Sure,
yeah.
Become a boxer and you're good.
You get a face tattoo to like distract from your baldness. Yep. No.
Okay, coming in at number one.
Yeah.
Exceeding everyone by far is royal family member Prince William.
Yes, yes, and yes. This is such good news. Dude, don't know. This is such good news for you and me. He is not a good looking dude.
He's not. That's your point.
Yeah, he's just an average Joe. I mean, he's got millions of dollars and stuff like that.
And a title.
A prince, yeah.
None of that could save his follicles. Like, how great is that? He's just like us. Now I see why people like the royals so much. He's just like you and me, Gavin. There is hope for us.
Okay.
There is, yeah.
I'm glad I could bring some hope to you, too.
You have made our day today, Rock. Thank you so, so much. You're the best. WayFM, this is The Wally Show, and we got a chance for you to win a prize here with one of the most popular segments on the show. I will be honest with you. When we started this, I'm like, all right, we'll do this once or twice and see how it goes. People talk about this segment almost more than any other segment on the show. So I don't get it, but we'll do it.
The level of comedy that our audience expects here is by far very low.
Yeah, it's a low bar, and that's good. So the way it works is you get to sit in judgment of our jokes. We're each going to tell a joke. You tell us who has the best worst joke, okay? And you can help us out with that. But when we tell these jokes, if we steal somebody's punchline, their joke is out of contention. And this is how you win the prize. You have to not only judge our joke, but at the end have to bring your own. And if we cannot steal your punchline, then you win a prize, okay? And so some of these jokes are great to share later at work or with your kids. Betty Rock, let's start with you.
I always go first.
I feel like
let's let you or Gavin go first.
I'll go first if you want.
Yeah, you think it's going to help your joke? Okay. Gavin, let's start with you.
Okay, this was sent to me by Rebecca. She said, in hopes of helping you win. I don't win this a lot.
That's true.
So I do want to win this, but if this doesn't win, then it's Rebecca's fault. So it says, what did the digital clock say to the grandfather clock?
You're ancient.
No.
Keep your hands off my alarm. I don't know.
Look, Pa, no hands.
Oh, I'm so close.
So you're on the right track, but you didn't quite get it.
No, I did not. That does not count as a steal because I did have the hands thing. Okay.
Who was that, Rachel? Rebecca?
Rebecca. Thank you, Rebecca.
Way to go, Rebecca. Right,
that's not bad. That's like Clutch. A fourth grade level joke, I think. So that's
the best ones.
John sent me this one. Where does a dad keep his dad jokes? His dad jokes are all the rage.
It's like in his big old dad wallet, but that's not a funny joke.
No, it's not funny at all, actually. So let me stick to the comedy.
What?
Where does dad keep his dad jokes? His database.
Database.
Data, not data.
It's not even a fourth grade joke. It's just
that's lame.
That's
like K-4 level.
Total dad joke.
You guys are totally gonna lose. Like this one is just golden. Now it's up to you, Betty Rock.
Bring it home.
Bring the greatness.
All right. Where did Noah keep his bees?
Oh, I know this joke. Oh, I know this joke.
In the archives.
No!
Yes!
No!
Yes! Yes!
I was about a second away from stealing that.
Get it from the strategy.
Yeah.
Hives.
I know.
Archives.
I've also told that joke on the show before.
Oh, you have?
I have, so.
And you didn't remember it?
I know.
You're so lame.
So let's see how it goes. All right, so here you go. 855-33-WAY-FM. Two jobs here. One, tell us who had the best, worst joke on the show. And two, tell us a joke that we cannot steal the punchline, and you will win a prize. 855-33-WAY-FM. WAY-FM, this is The Wally Show. Madeline, how are you today?
I'm good.
All right. Welcome to Best Worst Joke. I need two things from you. One, you have to sit in judgment of the jokes that we have told and tell us who had the best worst joke. And everybody's joke is in contention today. No punchlines were stolen. And so we are going to start with you, Betty Rock. Let's go with your joke first.
Where did Noah keep his bees? In the archives.
Mm-hmm.
Archives.
Not a bad joke. I've told that one before. It's good.
Why do you have to keep saying that?
There is this one here that you could go with too, Madeline. It's where does a dad keep his dad jokes? His database.
Lame sauce.
And Gavin, give us your joke, not that it matters.
Okay, fine. Okay. What did the digital clock say to the grandfather clock? Look, Grandpa, no hands.
There you go. Those are your three jokes, Madeline. Where are you going to go?
Wally.
No.
Wally. No.
That was the worst one out of all three.
I am on a roll lately. I've won a few times in a row. I've stolen multiple punchlines. Oh, boy, this is great. All right, Madeline, thank you, by the way. And now all you have to do is tell us a joke. And if we cannot steal your punchline, you are going to win a prize. So go for it.
Okay. What did the quilt say to the U.S. Marshal?
What did the quilt say to the U.S. Marshal?
I've got you covered.
Oh, man, you stole it.
You got it?
That was it?
Yes.
Oh, I hate me right now.
She even voted for you.
I know.
You know what? Would you like to recant your vote for Wally and vote for someone else?
You can do that?
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
I will send you a prize anyway because I love you, Madeline.
I saw that going differently in my mind.
WAY-FM, this is The Wally Show, and Mind Blown is designed to make you the most interesting person in any room you're at, whether it's church, college class,
funeral,
your house,
wedding,
either any of that. I mean, you want to be the most interesting person. This is how you do it. You remember this stuff, commit it to memory. Like Betty Rock, do you know what a finishing move in wrestling is?
Finishing move? I don't, but what my guess would be is it's the last thing you do to pulverize your victim.
Absolutely, and every wrestler has their own signature move that they name, and that's what they do, okay? So really good on that, Rock. I love that. Thank you. There's a pro wrestling move called the choke slam, and there are a bunch of different variations of this where the wrestler lifts his opponent up by the throat, chokes him, like slams him to the ground. You get it. It's pretty self-explanatory.
Could you demonstrate that with Betty?
No, with you.
No, I'm too big for that.
Yeah, he's right. You're little. Come here, Rock. So it was invented, though, during an amateur wrestling match by which American U.S. president?
Oh, what?
My goodness.
And that was redundant, American U.S. I realized that.
U.S. American.
You mean that an American president.
Or a U.S. American president.
Drop kick. Choke slam,
yeah.
To someone.
Yep.
Who's our toughest president?
This
Gavin?
President is accredited with creating this move.
Is it Ronald Reagan?
No, wait, that's not our answer.
Oh, we're debating about
Bill
this.
Could it be Bill
Clinton? Does Bill seem like a wrestler, though?
No, he
seems like he'd
but
go
neither
to a
does
wrestling.
Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
Ronald Reagan was in movies.
That's true.
He
that's
wasn't
what I was,
always old.
No. You know? That's what I was
angling
towards.
And it can't be
towards.
Jimmy Carter.
Nah. He's a pacifist.
Yeah.
No.
Ronald Reagan, final answer.
You guys were just a couple years too late. Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, really?
Yes.
No.
Wait,
what?
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not making it up. Abraham Lincoln was an amateur wrestler, and he did this move.
No way.
And people credit him to having this move started, and now it has all the variations.
I don't believe you.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. That's why your mind is blown.
Wait, wasn't he the one that had wooden teeth? I wonder if that's how he lost all
that
his
teeth. That was George Washington.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, so anyway, don't listen to Betty. Just all you need to remember is choke slam, amateur wrestling, created by Abraham Lincoln. So now,
punch somebody.
Here's the thing: you can talk politics at a party, and it's okay now. See,
that's right.
Just got cool.
Yeah, you just became the most interesting person in the room today, and you are welcome.
And now for some good news.
Yeehaw!
Well, FM, this is The Wally Show, and Good News Giddy Up is a segment that we do because there's a lot of negativity in the world, and we figured, you know what, let's not be part of that cycle. So here we go. There was a customer in the Dunkin' Donuts drive-thru. Oh, love this story already. I'm hungry. But they asked to purchase $1,000 in gift cards in order to pay for the rest of the day's orders on behalf of future customers. And after being asked by the location's manager to come inside, the person increased what they were going to do to $4,000.
Wow.
Yeah, which is pretty amazing, though, too, because like they couldn't just give them the money. They ended up having to do $400 gift cards. So what this person was doing, like real quickly, just to be nice, ended up taking more time, mm-hmm. but they stayed in it and were still
dedicated
generous.
To it.
Exactly, and I love that. So there you go. That is a great start to Good News Giddy Up. Lady Rock, go.
There was a stray dog in North Carolina. He kept stealing the same purple unicorn stuffed animal from a Dollar General. Stole it five different times.
Well, I hope they sent him to jail.
Aww. So eventually the manager, I guess, got tired of it. So he called animal control to come and pick up the dog. Well, the animal control, they bought the unicorn for the dog.
Nice. Come on.
Then they took pictures of the dog with his unicorn.
There it is.
And he was adopted the very next day.
Biggest giddy up.
There it is.
Nicely
so
done. Nicely done on the animal control officers, too. Because
right.
it could have just been another day, another dog put it in the pen. But they saw something and did something really nice that day. I love that. Well,
so
there you
sweet.
Go. If that doesn't make you feel better, I don't know what does. Because everybody loves dogs, even crazy cat people. All right. That's going to do it for your Good News Giddy Up.
I came here in a time machine that you invented.
Great Scott!
Now I need your help to get back in time.
Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And if you've ever thought, man, I'd love to hear this song on Way FM, but they never play it. Ha ha! Here is where Flashback Friday comes in. If you got an old school song that you'd like to hear, all you have to do is tell us about that song and why you love it so much. And you could be controlling the radio and hearing it as soon as this Friday.
That's right. If you want to put in your own entry, you can go to wayfm.com/Wally. You'll see a little tab that says Flashback Friday. Click on that, and that'll give you the entry form that you need to fill out.
Like maybe you're sitting there going, you know what? I need a little audio A in my life. Come and go with me to my father's house. You're like, there aren't enough songs with hand motions today. I need more of that. And so, yes, I want to have some audio adrenaline. Or possibly you are on the Avalon tip. Yeah. You want to crimp your hair again and wear some metallic pants,
no.
I guess. Yes,
it's got 1991 written all over
that's
it.
That's what I hear, too. That's up that my vision of 91. And so, again, it doesn't matter what song you want to hear. All you have to do is have a good reason for why you want to hear it and why you want it played on Way FM. And we can do that this Friday for Flashback Friday. Just go to wayfm.com/Wally to get your entry in today.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes as well as connect with us on social media. That's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.